there are so many wonderful things in the scripture, and I was thinking to share a little bit with you. If you want to open to Colossians chapter 3, Colossians chapter 3, verse 1, starting with verse 1, on my page it is 1424. 1424. Chapter 3, starting with verse 1. If therefore ye have been raised with the Christ, seek the things which are above, where the Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Have your mind on the things that are above, not on the things that are on the earth. For ye have died, and your life is hidden with the Christ in God. When the Christ is manifested, who is our life, then shall ye also be manifested with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, vile passion, evil lust, and unbridled desire, which is idolatry, on account of which these things that the wrath of God comes upon the sum of disobedience, in which he also once walked when he lived in these things, but now put off he also all these things: wrath, anger, malice, blasphemy, vile language of your mouth. Amen. After last Lord's Day, when Adrian told us so many things about 2 Peter chapter 3, I was thinking, yes, we are waiting on God. We want to see God coming, Lord Jesus Christ, to take us in heaven, even though many people will say, where is his promise? Why is he delaying? Why he's not coming? So many things that I thought, wow, what it would be if we think a little bit much more about that time when Lord Jesus Christ will come. And here he says, if therefore ye have been raised with Christ, seek the things which are above. Looking in this text, we can see a few things. First of all, it is a big if. The scripture is starting with if. This means that some people, they might be raised with Lord Jesus Christ, some people might be not. And the big question for me, big question for you, it is, am I raised with Lord Jesus Christ? Did I die with him in order to raise with him? Well, about this, it might be another time, another lesson, another preaching, and that's in Romans chapter 6. It is explaining very well how we are dying with Lord Jesus Christ and how we are raising with Lord Jesus Christ. But if you are raised with Lord Jesus Christ, then you will know that you are raised with Lord Jesus Christ, and your heart will tell you so. And you will feel in your heart, you will live the way that. And now the Bible says, if therefore ye have been raised with the Christ, seek. The second word which came very emphasized for me, it says, seek. So if you are raised with Lord Jesus Christ, then what shall I do? Shall I just stay and wait and do something? Some people, they don't know what to do. But here, the gospel, in fact, the Holy Spirit led Paul to write this letter and said, seek the things which are above. Seek the things which are above. And then in verse 2, it says, have your mind on the things which are above. Have your mind. How can I think about things that are above with not using my brain, my mind? So our brain, our thoughts, our mind, it need to be thinking on that and be set on that things above. Another thing it is, why shall I do that? It is because ye have died. My dear friend, there are so many things, so many wonderful things in this scripture. If therefore ye have been raised with Christ, don't waste your time here on this earth. Don't try to struggle on this earth. So many people, they are coming to Lord Jesus Christ. They might come to Lord Jesus Christ, but they don't know what to do. They are living like they weren't raised like with Lord Jesus Christ. Are you proving through your acts, through your life, that you was raised with Lord Jesus Christ? You see, my dear friend, Lord Jesus Christ came and He died for me and for you on the cross. We had a touch today, wonderful thing, as He went in the Gethsemane garden, and He, how hard He struggled and He prayed over there, He felt in His soul, in His spirit, because the burden was too strong, too loaded, too heavy. But then He said, Father, but not my will, but your will be done. How wonderful. He was fully submitted to God's will to go to that cross, to die for you and to die for me, to shed His blood for our sin. He paid in my place. He paid in your place. It was my place that I should be hung on that cross. It should be your place to be hung on that cross. Well, He took all that punishment for you and for me. And through the Holy Spirit, and through spiritual way, we are one with Him. And we become one with Lord Jesus Christ when we receive Him in our life. This means it, God will count that you died with Him on the cross. Isn't that wonderful? Now, I'm not going to suffer that nail to penetrate my hands, that whip to whip my back, and all the suffering that Lord Jesus Christ did suffer for you and for me, but He count that you went that pathway with Lord Jesus Christ, if you come to Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Apostle Paul, he tells us, guide by the Holy Spirit, if therefore ye have been raised with Christ, seek things which are above. And I was thinking, there are many things which are above. But how can I reach that things? We have in the Bible, I was looking today in a few scriptures. If we look in Revelation, I think chapter 21 and 22 speaks about things that are above, streets of gold, and all that precious stones that, well, everyone wants to have that. But it is much more than this. It's much more than streets of gold. It is much more than precious stones. It's much more than a tree of life. And it is much more than the river that comes from the throne of God. It is much more than the peace that we will have there. No more struggle, no more tears, no more illness. It says that He will wipe away all your tears, all our tears. And all our sorrows will go away. We'll forget about that one day we've been on this earth. I think if we, just like this, if we will think a little bit about the things that are above, just on this way, that would be good enough to live as a Christian here on this earth. Nothing will take us away from there. But we can think in another way. Just think that who is above there? Who went at the right hand of the Father, if not Lord Jesus Christ? We remember that after He died, He was put in the tomb, and then he rose again the third day, and then one day he went on the Olive Mountain with the disciples and speaking with them, telling them that he is going to the Father now, they saw the greatest miracle on earth ever. They saw a man lifted up before their eyes, going up to the sky. I wonder what they thought at that time. Seeing their teacher, seeing their salvation, seeing their Lord, as Thomas, he said, my Lord and my God. He recognized that he is a Lord, and he recognized that he is a God. And seeing your Lord and God departing from you, going up on heaven, what they had in mind. They were so astonished that it had that God had to send one angel to them to say, why are you staying so much? It's enough. The way you saw him ascending, the same way he is going to come. So Lord Jesus Christ will come in the clouds, because he was covered by clouds. He was beyond the clouds. He is in heaven. He is at the right hand of the Father. Now, if I'm thinking about the things that are above, who is above? If not Lord Jesus Christ. My dear friend, my dear brother, my dear sister, God or Holy Spirit led Paul here in such a way to write to the Colossians and to say, if you are raised with Lord Jesus Christ, think of him every single, I was going to say day, is not enough. Every single, not hour. Well, I would say every single second. I might say every fraction of the second. We can't do this yet because we have our thoughts, we have our mind, we have our situation, we have our duty. But in everything that we are going to do, if we are thinking concentrating, focusing, I was going to ask you, what is your focus these days? It is the pandemic things. It is the lockdown struggle. I know many people, they are struggling. And I know many people suffer. And I know many people die of COVID. And I know many people, they are thinking of the day of tomorrow. But if we are Christian, and if we rose with him, then we are thinking beyond these problems. We are more than conquerors. We are overcomers. We don't need to stop here. We don't need to stumble in these things. We need to think about the things which are above, in heaven, waiting for you and for me. Isn't that exciting? That God prepared, and even Lord Jesus Christ said, I'm going to prepare a place for you, and I'm going to come back to take you over there. How is that? Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that exciting? What are you thinking? How much have you thought about him today? Well, today it was Sunday, and you might thought a little bit much more of him, because it's Sunday. I want to go to church. I want to go meeting. I want to see brethren. I want to meet with Lord Jesus Christ today. What about yesterday? What about Friday? What have you done Thursday? How much time you thought about Lord Jesus Christ on Thursday? I don't try to be judgmental. I just try to you to check your life and check your heart. How much? Just think about this, my friend, my brethren. We are the bride of Lord Jesus Christ. He is waiting for that signal from the Father to say, go and take them, rapture them. Rapatio, that's in Greek language. This means take, like you take something from the earth. You are not digging up, you are just pulling out. So the bride of Lord Jesus Christ will be pulled up in heaven. In a fraction, in a twinkling of the eye. We will not, don't even realize when
One will be here, and suddenly, next fraction of the second will be in heaven. How will that be? Am I ready for that? Am I getting ready for that time when God will say, take them in heaven. It's enough. Enough is enough. They are suffering too much. They are thinking of us too much. Okay, now is the time. What about that? Are you ready to go in heaven? Or are you still looking down? I read once, I was in Scotland when I was working in Scotland, and I read, walking from the farm I was to David McIntyre's meeting over there. I took a walk. Many times they send their car after me. In fact, they send every single time, but sometimes I start earlier to don't let them to use too much fuel for me. And one time I was walking and I was finding some coins on the street, and I said, what if I will look down on the street while I'm walking to the meeting? And I read on the internet that a man, he looked down all his life, and they said how many things he found, you know, lost things. It wasn't that much. It wasn't that much. And I was thinking, well, in order to just waste my time looking down and maybe be hit by a car or something like that, much better I'll look up. Much better I'll look up. Lord Jesus Christ said, whenever you see all these things happen, raise your head above, because from there your salvation will come. What are you thinking? Monday? What are you thinking to Tuesday? Well, you expect me to say Wednesday? It's the one. Am I concentrating to Lord Jesus Christ? Am I thinking that, Lord, you see, I forgot to pray in the morning, or I stood too much on my iPhone, or on my iPad, or something like that. I asked the other day somebody, and I said, how many hours you spend on such of gadgets? And how many hours did you read the Bible? Well, sometimes you get a good satisfaction answer. Sometimes you are getting a surprising answer. But I'm telling you, when you read the scripture, God is speaking to you. When you pray to God, you are speaking to God. One preacher said, prayer, it is the breath of the soul. How many times did you breathe today? How many times did you breathe yesterday? If you are breathing just in the morning and in the evening, do you think that you are surviving just with such a few breaths? It is a very serious matter. Many things are getting prepared behind the scene. Are we ready to meet Lord Jesus Christ? Well, I think I went a little bit far away from my text. If therefore ye have been raised with Christ, seek the first thing. It is if that, praise the Lord. If not, come and repent. Come to Lord Jesus Christ and get baptized and be born again and raised with Lord Jesus Christ. And then the next step, it is seek the things which are above. Why? And look what he says here. Where the Christ is sitting at the right hand of the Father. Exactly what I said before. Think about that. You see, it doesn't say, think about the golden streets. Don't think about the golden ring. Don't think about anything else. Well, we can think about this. It is wonderful to think about this. God doesn't forbid us to think about this. But our focus, I'm doing some Bible study online, and the program that I have, it shows me in the end how much I focused on the Bible study. I was amazed. In the beginning, I was just 5% in day. I say, oh, my Lord Jesus Christ, help me to raise this focus. Now I'm getting a little bit much better. And I'm thinking, how much I'm thinking of Lord Jesus Christ? How much do I focus to live as a Christian? Christ-like. Do I live like that? Christ-like. Am I living like Lord Jesus Christ? Well, he says, have your mind. How can I do that? I just said before, having my mind, starting with my brain. If I'm focusing my thoughts, my mind, my brain to Lord Jesus Christ in the morning at 10 o'clock, when I take the break for my coffee, at 12 o'clock when I get my lunch, and so on, then all my body will follow what the brain works, isn't it? Because here is the communication. This is the central of my action. That's why God put Paul to say, have your mind on the things that are above. Many people are, I'm not going to judge anyone. I love you too much. And God loves you too much. And He wants just to change a little bit. Not totally from the beginning. Maybe you want to change totally. That would be brilliant. But take a step of the time. Like a little baby, when he starts to walk, he can't run, but he at least, he crumbled. And then he stand up, he is making a few steps, even though he's falling down. My dear friend, God calls us to start to have our mind on the things above, that are above, not on the things that are on the earth. Well, this, it doesn't mean that I shouldn't wash, I shouldn't care of me, I shouldn't go to my study. No, 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 we need to do that. But the focus, the main aim of our life, it should be Lord Jesus Christ. And your life, for he have died. I think we already clarified this. We died with Lord Jesus Christ. God count these that we died with Lord Jesus Christ. You died, and your life is hidden with the Christ in God. You know what he's telling me? This is telling me, like in John chapter, I think if I'm reading in, I preach quite a few times from here, and I like this passage. I love this passage. John chapter 10, verse 28 and 29. Well, it starts from 27. In my Bible, it is on the page 1283. It says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them life eternal, and they shall never perish, and no one shall seize them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one can seize out of the hand of my Father. Can you see the same thing here? God, it is repeatedly telling us the same thing, yes? He says that we are hidden with Christ in God. So we are in Lord Jesus Christ, and with Lord Jesus Christ, we are in God. That's double saved that we are. Double shell, if I can say. Double protection. We are with Lord Jesus Christ in God. Now I'm thinking about my life. Monday, have I stood in God? Did I live the way that God wanted me to live? My dear friend, you are hidden with Christ in God. When Christ is manifested, when the Christ is manifested, this means when Lord Jesus Christ will appear, that's why, because somebody might ask, why shall I do all this, Daniel? Why shall I live like that? Why shall I set my mind above? Why shall I think about things above and not about things here on this earth? Because our life, it is not to be lived here. It is forever with God in heaven. Hmm. Our citizenship, that was the word, yes. Our citizenship, it is a heavenly citizenship. We are just for a period of time here. We know that. I don't need to repeat you. I don't need to remind you that these things from this earth, they are expiring. So many things, they are thrown away because expire date. Some things we are not even using, fully used, and they disappear somehow. But the things above will be forever. The thief is no more there. The struggle is no more there. That's why
It says, when Christ it is manifested, who is your life, well, it is very much speaking about here also, to speak about that the time it is kind of running after me. And then shall he also be manifested. That's the rapture. When Lord Jesus Christ will appear, you will appear with him, but not anywhere, not just in vain. My dear brother, he says here, you will be manifested with him in glory. We don't have enough time to speak about the glory that is waiting for you and for me up there in heaven. How much do I pressure that glory? Lord Jesus Christ was praying in a Gethsemane garden and said, Father, I want you to show the glory that I had before the earth foundation. Just think about the glory that it is waiting for you and the glory that it is waiting for me. Only thinking about this, then we will realize how much we need to think about these things. There were more many other things. Just put to death, therefore, your members which are upon the earth, fornication and so on. And then Paul, it is repeating himself, he said, but now put off. This means, if you still have some things, well, you put it to death, some acts, some flesh works, yes? But if you still struggle with some things, put them off. What means? Take the jacket and put it off. Take the, what he says here, take the anger and put it off. Take the wrath and put it off. Take the blasphemy and put it off. If you still think that you are struggling with some of these things, pray to God to give you the strength and the power to put them off. And as you are getting rid of this, as you are putting all this off, you are going to put the armor of God on you. And you are going to think much more about the things above. May God help us to think about the things above. Why? Because there it is your love. There it is your salvation. There it is the one who died for you and for me. There it is the glory to come. There it is unspeakable. If you read in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, it says things that our mind cannot comprehend. The eyes of man didn't see. Just thinking about that things. The greater imagination, when you look at the picture on the internet or something beautiful, wonderful, that's nothing compared with the things that it is waiting for you and for me. Even for those things, it is worthy to think about this. May God help us to understand and to try to put this in act, to have a little bit of change in our life. Things are not so well in the world. It looks like the end, it is not far. The end, it is not far. Am I ready to go where Lord Jesus Christ went to prepare my place? If you go and listen to the news, sometimes I'm not reading even the news because they are too scary. But I'm reading the Bible. They give me peace and a living hope. May God bless us and may God help us to do so. For His name's sake, amen.
Amen. Amen.